The number of students is very important to a school system's budgets.
It is very important that we pre-register all of our students who we know will be coming to kindergarten next year. We base our budget on that number. We allocate teachers based on that number. For example, if we have a school and only 10 students show up to register for kindergarten, then we may be in a situation to look at having a kindergarten first grade split, which could mean a teacher would lose their position. Then in the fall, if we have 20 students show up, well, we've already lost our teacher. Then we are scrambling trying to find another teacher to take that position. And good teachers are not out there growing on trees. It's very difficult to find good teachers. So we want to keep the teachers we have who are doing a good job. And to do that, we really need to know the number of kindergarten students that we'll have next year to make our projections for all of our budget needs. We need to know how many kids we're going to have in the fall because our funding is based on student head count.
Dr. Tom Little is the superintendent of Yancey County Schools. Registration for kindergarten in Yancey schools will be March 18th from 1 until 6 p.m. Parents need to have an original birth certificate with a seal, not a copy, the child's Social Security number, and Medicaid ID number if appropriate, and also immunization records. Children have to be 5 years of age on or before October 16th to register for kindergarten, and if you have a child entering first grade who did not attend kindergarten, they must be 6 years old on or before October 16th.
We always have a little confusion as far as where do I register my child. I live in one district, but I really want my child to go to another district. Do I register in the other district or where I live? Well, what parents need to do is to register their child in the district where you live, and then you can request a transfer through my office to go to the other school, but we need you to register where you live, and you can tell the teachers there that you do plan on asking for a cross-boundary request.
From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.